that. It's been a while.
I think I have another one.
Oh, yeah. Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
We can have an another one battle.
Another one.
With those two clips there, we could just do a whole song from him. What's his name? DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. Yeah, he's been kind of long forgotten. What happened to that guy?
No, dude, that video that came out of him getting carried by two men so that he doesn't dirty his shoes.
Not just
that, dude.
Not just any shoes, though, man. I mean, those were Air Jordans, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't care what they are. Even Michael Jordan was like, that's ridiculous.
I mean, how much money is he paying those two fellas to carry him around?
Not enough. Not enough, dude. I would never carry another grown man. Oh, listen, you get your leg blown off or something, I'll carry you all day. But you don't want to get your J's dirty? You go fuck yourself.
Yeah, man. Well, it's DJ Khaled, dude. He's a superstar. He gets superstar treatment, right? Carried around. It's a really weird video. I think they were at some sort of festival or something. Maybe he was performing, too.
He was performing. Okay, he was about to go on stage.
Oh, well,
all he had to do was walk 10 steps from a van or some SUV into this like four-wheeler. That was going to drive him onto the stage.
I believe it was muddy, though, and he was about to perform. And from the looks of the physique of DJ Khaled, I imagine he needs very clean shoes to bust those moves out, right? He strikes me as a dancer, you know?
He doesn't dance.
I know. He literally stands in one place. He waves his arms from side to side in the air like he just don't care.
He just don't care.
And he usually just kind of hangs back and goes...
Another one.
Over and over and over again. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So I don't see why he would need to be gripping the floor with his clean... Air Jordans, but allegedly that's what he needed to perform. Some clean soles on his Air Jordans, so he had the fellas carry him through the mud pit onto the stage.
One more reason to hate him. Man, can't even talk today.
And then they handed him a guitar, and he didn't press any notes down, and he just strummed it like a buffoon.
I know, Bob Marley's guitar.
Which, you know, they made that weird movie about Bob Marley, and I don't think anyone went to go see it. I saw a lot of commercials, but...
Really? I haven't even heard about it.
One Love, the Bob Marley biopic that came out a month ago?
No.
You didn't see it because everybody was talking about the American Society of Magical Negroes. That's why.
Dude, no.
Yeah.
Dude,
all the
wow.
hype. All the
and it's
hype.
An hour 47. This was not a good movie.
I don't know. It didn't hit the right notes. If you saw some of the trailers, I gotta say, the hairdo looked really fake on the actor. Like they didn't get a very realistic looking dreadlock wig, so it doesn't look good. And the whole movie.
No, it's just because I'm looking at pictures. It's just because that guy is not a guy who would ever have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he didn't pull off the Bob Marley look well enough.
No.
Right? So I think that right there made it kind of bogus. I think we're done with the music legend biopic.
Yeah, I think we could. I think we could hang him up. You know what I mean? Hang up that genre.
You know, we did Ray Charles, or wait, did I say that right? Who was it? Yeah, Ray Charles.
Yeah, Ray Charles.
Which was great, and around the same time, we also had the Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Right? Yeah, and it's all the same story.
I read this great article a few years ago. It was about how the movie Dewey Cox ruined all future biopic movies about these... rock stars, because it really nailed making fun of all the kind of tropes that they go through in each flick and how they're all exactly the same. And so it's absolutely, you know, Dewey Cox might be like the apex of the biopic rock star movies. And after that, they couldn't make any more.
I was trying to think like, Danny Day says The Doors, that was another one. But wasn't the OG the Jackson 5?
Maybe. That one was way too long, too. I mean, it should have came out now. Because now, now movies are like 5 hours long. They should have released this movie these days. People would be more inclined to go see it at the theater, I guess.
Yeah. Man, they came out in 92.
You're talking about the Jackson 5 biopic?
The Jackson 5.
All right, yeah. Nice.
It actually was two episodes? I don't remember that. What?
Yeah, it was like a two-parter, two-and-a-half-hour romp, if I'm not mistaken.
300 minutes each. That's...
Ooh.
That can't be.
Yeah, and then James Cameron said, hold my beer. I'm going to make a movie about aliens on water.
Yeah. Oh, they did The Temptations, too, in the 90s.
Yeah, it was... kind of an all right thing in the 90s, but there was this moment there in the aughts, I feel like, whenever the Johnny Cash one came out, where they kind of bombarded us with a whole bunch of them, and then they did the Dewey Cox, which is genius, and
that was the best one. Yeah,
after
that,
they couldn't do it anymore because they just ripped the whole concept to shreds. So
yeah, 2005, Johnny Cash.
There it is.
Walk the line.
Walk the line, man. Yeah. Right on. That propelled the career of Joaquin Phoenix. He was kind of an unknown prior to that. Wasn't maybe the year before he was the goofball brother in Signs?
Dude, no, he was in Gladiator before that. That's where that one really made him.
Was it Gladiator that took him to the top?
Yeah, had to be. He was so creepy. It kind of like typecasted him, though.
Was the creepy guy?
As the creepy guy, yeah.
I think he's kind of a creepy guy, though. Have you seen interviews with him? He's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah, he's Hollywood.
He's Hollywood weirdo, yeah. Or he's born probably rich. His brother was River Phoenix, who was like the young Brad Pitt before Brad Pitt was Brad Pitt.
What?
Yeah, and then River Phoenix died. I think he was murdered or he died of a drug overdose and like... 1990, he was poised to be one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, River Phoenix. In fact, he played, I think, young Indiana Jones in the third installment with the Sean Connery in it.
Oh,
but,
yeah, Indiana Jones in the last Crusade.
Man. So River Phoenix was a...
He was in Stand By Me?
Yeah, he was going to be the biggest...
Oh, dude, yeah, he was the guy in Stand By
Me. That's right.
Of all the people in Stand By Me, how is fucking fat-ass Ron Ryder still alive? What's his name? I can never say it right. Rob Reiner?
Rob Reiner. I don't know. Rob's... he's a survivalist, man. Right? He's like a cockroach, but a really fat, bald cockroach, and he just kind of survives everything.
It's probably because when he became a child star, he was already a fat, lazy piece of shit, just prone to drug addiction.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And so it just, like, never really hit him hard, you know?
Rob Reiner today and all the Democrats losing their minds over what I'm going to call Bleach Part 2, Electric Boogaloo, the bloodbath. All right.
Dude, what is that?
Are you following this today? I didn't clip anything for it, and I didn't pull an article of any sort. It was just all over. They were even talking about it on Meet the Press, I think, when we floated through the channel this morning. So Trump was talking about the car industry and China opening up hundreds of massive, like, car lots or manufacturing plants in Mexico, and how if he becomes president, he will tariff those plants and cars coming out of Mexico at 100%. The crowd goes crazy and, you know, start chanting 4 more years or whatever. And then Trump goes on to say, if Biden gets in, you can expect a bloodbath, meaning for the auto industry.
Right.
Go check out any news channel, website, app, anything right now, they are frothing over the idea that Trump said if Biden wins, there will be a bloodbath.
He's calling for a bloodbath, Frank, if Biden wins.
Jan 6th, it's coming back.
Dude, yeah, Nancy Pelosi already did an interview where that's like all she talked about.
Yeah,
she
saw
went
it,
on CNN or something to, I forget,
that's right,
to talk about it.
Yeah, they're all in on this. I'm not kidding. I flipped onto the old X you know, the one that was formerly known as Twitter, but now it's just X. Right. I threw on the X, and I'm scrolling quickly, and news site after news site, same exact headline, Trump guarantees bloodbath with Biden victory. It's like, dude, did any of you actually watch the clip? Well, of course they did, and it's no different than Trump telling us to drink or inject bleach. It's the exact same scenario, and you could probably read the transcript out loud to other people, and they'll say, like, nope, there it is. You heard it and said it yourself. He said bloodbath.
He said bloodbath, and he said if Biden wins. Therefore, if Biden wins, he's calling for a bloodbath. Like, dude, that's... I don't know if you guys know how the English language works here, but it's, you know, when you put pauses in, you put, you know what I mean, separations of sentences, you know?
Yeah, man, and I don't see why everyone's panties are all in a bunch over Trump or the potential of Trump ending democracy. I don't think this guy stands a chance against the third-party candidate who I believe has more popularity at this point, RFK Jr., Mr. Tinfoil Hat, conspiracy nut job candidate himself. And right now, the names I'm hearing for that he's floating for VP, Mike Rowe? Hell yeah!
Oh, dude. When I heard Mike Rowe, that was the first time I thought, this guy might win.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, if Kennedy runs with Mike Rowe, that's it. It's game over.
You already have my vote. Now you throw Mike Rowe in there? Oh, my God, dude.
There's no doubt that, in my mind, the best name that I've seen floated out there, who I assume it's a joke or there's no seriousness behind it, but maybe he's just tossing it out to grab some headlines.
Frank, JFK, RFK is a, like, he's really in tune with social media and
yes,
getting attention.
Absolutely.
Right? So you know this was for an attention grabber, and it fucking worked. People, you literally saw heads exploding over this one.
Yes, dude.
You know what I mean? This got him more coverage than anything else.
Yes. So RFK picking VPs left and right. My favorite one thus far, Aaron Rodgers. I can't believe he put this out there. And the hot news around Aaron Rodgers, man, people are absolutely losing their minds over this guy. I'm a big fan of this, and I can't wait to discuss it post-clip, but let's go down the Aaron Rodgers rabbit hole this week. Not only is he being floated as a potential VP for RFK Jr., but he's also touting some of the most damning and controversial conspiracies of all time.
Did famed quarterback Aaron Rodgers believe in off-the-wall conspiracy theories about the Sandy Hook school massacre? CNN is reporting that the New York Jets superstar questioned whether the 2012 tragedy ever took place, saying during a private conversation, "They're all making it up. They're all actors."
In private conversations, Rodgers has shared wild and unhinged conspiracy theories in which he claims that the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting was not real.
Wild and unhinged, man.
Unhinged.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to sue him for $1 billion
next. I know, dude.
CNN knows of two people with whom Rodgers has shared these views, including CNN's Pamela Brown.
This is an incredible weekend.
That conversation allegedly took place at the Kentucky Derby 5 months after the massacre.
It's arguably the most disgusting conspiracy theory in all of the QAnon Alex Jones
disgusting
world.
The allegation comes as Rodgers disgusting is being considered as Robert Kennedy Jr.'s running mate as a third-party candidate against Biden and Trump.
I love how he thinks that's the most disgusting. I mean, have you even heard about the child rape?
I know. Like, more disgusting than adrenochrome or whatever that video those 11 cops saw on Anthony Weiner's laptop with Hillary Clinton. I mean, I've heard some disgusting rumors about that file.
I mean, I heard what you guys do in your pizzerias.
That's right. Yeah, man. That's Anthony Weiner, a little bit of the other weirdo guy with the brother. I can't think of the name right now, but Frazzle Drip is the name of the file. if anyone's ever interested in going down a truly disgusting conspiracy theory rabbit hole.
You've already said it twice on the podcast. One more, I believe you get Clinton.
That's right. Actually, Hillary appears through the mirror in front of me, and I suicide myself with a rope around my neck and two bullet holes through the back of my skull.
You managed to hang yourself and shoot yourself twice while still jerking off. It's crazy.
And I didn't have any time to erase the 2 gigs of child porn on my hard drive here, unfortunately.
It's always 2 gigs. Always the same 2 gigs.
Rogers praises on Fox News Wednesday before the story broke.
He's a critical thinker, and I think we need that at the time, as you know, the rise of AI. We need people who understand that you cannot always trust authority.
Rogers is denying the allegations today. What happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the
after speaking to his accountant, Aaron Rogers says.
Yeah, well, he's also part of the Jets organization, so yeah, he's gotta deny. Otherwise, off to the cornfield you go, and it shall cost you billions. Just ask Alex Jones.
20 children and 6 adults were killed in the massacre at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. The shooting has become a target for off-the-wall conspiracy theories.
Off the wall! So they used all the greatest words to describe conspiracy theorists. Truly, this is the most disturbing of theories out there. But what I find super interesting is you can YouTube videos proving 9/11 was an inside job and all the weird anomalies around Building 7 and the lack of evidence of a plane actually hitting the Pentagon. I mean, you could Google that stuff. There's pictures and videos. There's no problem. There's nothing wrong talking about how 9/11 was fake or an inside job or what you saw wasn't real. You can talk about that, but you absolutely cannot even suggest privately years ago, 10 years ago, that Sandy Hook may have been an inside job, or what we saw wasn't actually what we saw.
Yeah, it makes you think, huh?
It really makes me think. Like, why is it okay to talk about 9/11 or JFK and anything else that's a grandiose conspiracy that we all love? Flat moon theory, anything. but no. You absolutely cannot talk about Sandy Hook.
No, it's on the shelf with COVID vaccines.
Yes.
You know,
you will be deplatformed. Your material will be stricken from all the
also,
major social
also
media
on that
sites.
Shelf is saying the Jews control everything, which, you know what I'm saying? It's a little little suspect.
Yeah,
so
well,
I can't talk about Sandy Hook, the Jews, or COVID.
I don't know. That's right, dude. I just find it so fascinating that Sandy Hook, man, it's really untouchable. It's one of those concepts that you are just not allowed to entertain. It is on there with Holocaust denialism.
Ooh, you think so? I don't even think that's that bad anymore.
No, because we don't like Jews anymore in this country, apparently. Remember? we're pro-Hamas now, man. So you can say whatever you want about the Jews now.
I bet you if you Google it or you YouTube it, you could probably find videos on Holocaust denial, you know?
Right. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like that was always the kind of number one as far as we can't talk about it.
Yeah, but then we started supporting Ukraine, which is kind of like, you know, how can you justify supporting the guys who killed all the Jews?
We've been slowly kind of admitting and showing we're a little bit pro-Nazi in this country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, we were making money off the war on both sides. It wasn't until they attacked us in Pearl Harbor, you know?
And that wasn't even the Nazis. It was the Japanese, allegedly.
That's true. We would have been friends with the Nazis forever, probably.
Yeah, I still, you know, the more I think about it, the story of World War II makes less sense as time goes on.
Yeah, especially looking at it from today's eyes with what we've seen through COVID, through, like, the world powers, you know.
You start to kind of think, like, man, were we the bad guys? Were we the ones doing the bad stuff? It feels like we were. And, you know, 1984, everybody believes George Orwell kind of prophesizing future existence. Maybe he was just telling us the way it truly was already, right? That we were being lied to and our history had already been rewritten and we didn't even understand or know it.
Even think they rewrote it. They just kind of lied a little bit. I mean, every one thing you always hear is, no, we're the good guys, because never before had a country won a war like that. You know what I mean? Undeniably, we won. We could have drawn the borders anywhere. You know, look at Israel. I mean, we could have literally just created countries, destroyed countries. We allowed Germany to remain. And it's like, if you look at it from that angle, you're like, oh yeah, we are pretty amazing. All we did was go in there and really just end the war. We didn't even really take anything. But then you look at the next 80 years, we set up a worldwide army, a military force, that and a secret military force with intelligence agencies that went around executing any government that stood in our way and putting in puppet, you know what I mean?
And we're all witnessing the chaos unfolding in Haiti as we speak. Do a quick Google on the history of Haiti. I mean, we financed openly, you can Wikipedia it, the coup d'etat of 2004, where we installed a lot of these characters who are now being kicked out because the country has had enough.
I know. And then I don't know, man, the cannibal thing, it's like,
it's a little weird though.
Really?
Is it real?
That's what I mean.
It's a good way to make this guy whose nickname happens to be Barbecue, which kind of, what was the one news article we heard with, it was like John Finger, or no, what was the guy's name, the detective?
Joe Pistol.
You know, are we playing with fake characters here? Do we have another Mandarin on our hand? Is this, you know, a guy created for and by the CIA to be a fictitious gang leader that we should all fear? And how perfect does it fit into the story that this leader named Barbecue, who's ransacking Haiti, his gang just happens to like to barbecue the humans they kill and eat them? I mean, come on.
Yeah, see, I don't think it's a CIA thing. I think this is like a real guy, and they just created the story so that we like take sides.
You know, so we can be into it?
You got to get our interest in it so that we can now send our army in there or whoever, or at least money, you know, to overthrow the people. And when we go in there, we'll be like, oh, listen, we have nothing wrong. We have nothing against the Haitian people. It's just this new regime that took over, you know?
Yes, man. Absolutely.
It's so insane. Yeah, I think the barbecue thing, I mean, maybe the guy just has a good barbecue. You know what I mean? Maybe the guy just knows how to cook.
He could be a Michelin star chef we just haven't heard of before. Maybe he's the Salt Bae of Haiti.
Who do you think taught Salt Bae?
That's right, dude. It was Barbecue from Haiti. The guy who
would ever know.
Where's the golden medallion? That happens to be the Freemason symbol. It's a really bizarre look, dude. Like,
it's a look.
I don't think that's good advertising for the Freemasons.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they might be trying
Although
to...
Although we're talking about it, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they're just trying to get a little eyes on.
I think it's their version of the DEI programs that they're instituting everywhere. A little diversity, equity, and inclusion. let's give a medallion to our boy Barbecue down there in Haiti.
Goddamn affirmative action. It even affects the Illuminati.
I hear they're struggling to recruit the youth these days, so maybe they wanted to get some free publicity out for the gang.
It'd be great when their next one's Dylan Mulvaney.
Which, did you watch Dylan's new foray into the music video world?
No, get out of here.
I thought I sent you the article. It's you could easily Google it up on the interweb machine there. Dylan Mulvaney has released a new song titled, and I think we all expected this one, it's called Days of Girlhood. if you're a woman out there. How are you not offended by this dude? Yeah, are you? Do you have the song? Yes. All right, here we go. This is.
Oh my God! Yes, dude, he gets out of a car. He's just like,
oh, yeah.
Oh my God!
That's right.
He's kind of going for that like.
I was thinking Katy Perry kind of look thing, you know. There's.
No, I was gonna say in the beginning. Oh God, dude, this is so
bad. But then he's wearing lingerie with the gals.
Oh, dude.
I don't even know if they're actually chicks. When you know, the more I look at some of these pictures.
Oh God, it's so bad. I can't even watch it.
Yeah, that was.
He really thinks he's a woman, huh?
Well, a girl. He's celebrating girlhood, so he has yet to go through. The womanhood process.
Like
20,
he's like almost 30 years old, right?
Right, but he's just a girl.
Oh, God. 27. I mean, come on. At this point, you're a woman, so.
Yeah, man. It's kind of a gross video. The imagery is.
In fact, even if you were a real woman, you're 1 year away from dropping 3 points on that scale. You know what I'm saying? Where's Don Lemon? You're already out of your prime.
That's right. Heyo. We got Don to talk about later, but yeah, so Dylan Mulvaney here. He's got this new video out. Some of the lyrics, man, are something to talk about here. Here's a little snippet here. Thick or thin, I'll be all right. Got my dolls by my side. That's very catchy. And like I said, a lot of lingerie stuff going on here. I'm a big fan of this. I think we're heading in the right direction. Now we've got Dylan Mulvaney rocking the lingerie, and we also have. Are you familiar with Sydney Sweeney?
No.
Okay, she's an actress. If you were to Google her up, there, the right wing are promoting Sydney Sweeney as the ending of woke, and basically this chick is very popular because she has spectacular boobage going on.
Great tits.
And her cleavage.
Great
yeah,
tits.
And she's just really flaunting the cleavage in every public affair. And I've been kind of talking about this for a while, but what was my prayer, my hope for the future, for the swinging of the pendulum, Mike? I want
go back to the 90s, baby. We want tits and blowjobs.
And blondes, man. Blondes with boobs, dude. And just show them boobies out there. So now see what I'm saying? I think this is good, all right? So maybe this is the kind of... the peak here of this retarded movement of wokeism that we've experienced. The music video, here it is. For the world and history to see forever, Dylan Mulvaney, the dude transitioning to be a chick, and he's got this new song, The Days of Girlhood, great. That's great. But then on the other side here, we got Sydney Sweeney, and look at them titties, all right? And so,
that's a real woman,
but
you know what I mean?
Now pick your side, folks, all right? Here, America, here's your choice for 2024. You want to have more Dylan Mulvaney and his Days of Girlhood, or do you want Sydney Sweeney and them boobies, all right? Now, I think everybody's going to go to the right side. I feel like this is the year we finally have a nice little kind of clear choice.
Who do you want your son to bring home to Thanksgiving? Think about that.
I've been obsessing with this Dylan Mulvaney, the imagery from this music video, and then the last week or so, the headlines from the other side are, damn, check out this babe, Sydney Sweeney, and we're finally back to having babes. It's kind of nice.
Well, dude, one of the things that got me, I don't know if you know that Hannah Barron chick.
I'm not too sure if I'm familiar.
Dude, she's short, but she's built. She's like this country girl down south that does the big catfish noodling.
Yes.
They literally wiggle fingers in a hole. Right. And this 20-pound catfish chomps on their hand and they catch it.
She's been trending for reasons I can't explain. And
yeah, she used to be really big on like the doing videos on YouTube and shit, but she kind of disappeared a little bit And then she put out a video of her because she like helps her dad build houses and shit. Like, and she's beautiful. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's what they hate about her.
Oh yeah,
is that she's like beautiful and she's I don't know, but it kills me that they like they were trying to say that she's ugly and she's this isn't what feminism is. Like, dude, that used to be exactly what you guys used to just praise those kind of women, you know?
Wow. So is she one of them TERFs, if I'm to understand the terminology of the modern era?
She wouldn't know either. No, she's just a cool, very down-to-earth Southern girl who, like, you know what I mean? You would want a date.
Yeah, man. Emma and I were chatting about TERFs the other day over some tacos, and we were discussing the recent phenomenon where in the UK, you can be busted or have the cops call on you for misgendering people online, which is what happened to that famous TERF, J.K. Rowling. And we were kind of laughing about, you know, how these who used to be considered maybe icons of feminism, they've now been canceled and cast away to the cornfield, one of them being J.K. Rowling, who is now getting the cops called on her for misgendering lady fellas. And then here in America, we were talking about how you don't see a lot of Tina Fey anymore. Also got canceled, if you don't recall, for being the main writer for many blackface comedy sketches that had gone on in various different shows. And what I kind of keyed in on, which I found funny, is right now we have two late night Jimmy hosts. In fact, they're both named Jimmy. It's Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel, who did blackface on television, but are not canceled and have their own television shows. But Tina Fey, because she's a TERF, she's been cast away.
Yeah, they don't care about the blackface. She talked out against the tranny women.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that crazy, man? No. We don't care about doing the blackface. That's why we keep renewing the contracts of the Jimmies here. But Tina Fey, you're not down with the tranny lady fellas, so then you shall be gone.
Yeah, no, it's like a orchestrated effort to, like, bring in this tranny movement, which, I assume is just some World Economic Forum plan.
Yes, I know it definitely is Agenda 2030. We can thank the Klaus Schwabs of the world. well, speaking of the BLT sandwich community, there's been this phenomenal story that, in particular, I noticed old Amy Goodman obsessing over for the last couple months. This young lady who they were trying to make the poster child of violence against non-binary individuals. Did you hear about this girl? Nex Benedict was the name.
Is this the girl that got beat up in the bathroom?
Yes, it was in Oklahoma. Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And I didn't really talk about it much. I kind of wanted to see how it played out. But at first, I don't know if you recall, but they were adamant that this person died of violence against her and bullying because of her identity.
No. Frank, all of those news publications have come out and insisted they never said she died from the beating. all of the headlines, all they said was she died after receiving a beating in the bathroom.
That's right.
She just... we just said she. We just. It was a fact. She died after the beating in the bathroom, right?
Yeah. Well, so. I waited for so long not to talk about it on the show because I was just. I kept thinking in my head, they keep really aggressively hinting and suggesting that these girls beat this girl to death. That is how you are framing it constantly. Yes. But there has been zero indication or anything that these people have been arrested or that anyone has actually been accused of beating somebody to death here. So why are you not actually saying it, but kind of beating around the bush? And I was absolutely floored by the newest final kind of, let's say, reconciliation to this whole situation where they admitted she killed herself, which is very sad and it's very unfortunate. And, I can't imagine the pressures of living in today's society with the, aggressive exposure to the social media zombification and then trying to, live out what we've been almost, brainwashed to be It's got to be tough for the young folk, honestly. Adults, we have more ways to kind of defend against these things, but you know, when you're young, you're confused, man, and you're easily pliable.
It's terrible anytime anybody kills themselves. Yeah, especially when it's a child who, like, you know, because in a case like this, this is what we worry about. This is why we're so against the trans movement.
Yes,
because it's the fault of the adults in her life.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean.
This is a confused person who was, you know, apparently lost and needed some guidance or some help, man. But
your son comes up to you and says he's a woman. You need to guide him. You're right. He's lost. They are lost. And they need stability. They need an adult that will guide them in the right direction.
This possibly was I don't know what was going on here, but either way, I have a quick one from Amy Goodman. Because she spent the last 2 months obsessing over how this person was beaten to death, but then it ended up not being a hate crime. Because bullying, believe it or not, just exists in schools. It has forever.
Well, no, dude, they're so hard pressed to find an example of somebody being killed just because they're a trainee.
Yes, they are obsessed with this, and it only seems to shake out the opposite, where the last like 10 shootings recently have been people going through these processes of transition, and they're blasting away Catholic schools. Here's a quick one from Amy Goodman. And the only reason I was intrigued by it is I want you to pay attention to just the language in this quick 20 seconds or so, just how insane the language has become.
In Oklahoma, a medical examiner ruled that the non-binary teen, Nex Benedict, died of suicide. 16-year-old Nex Benedict's death last month came one day after they were attacked in a girls' bathroom by fellow students at Owosso High School. Benedict's autopsy showed a lethal mix of antihistamines and antidepressants in their system. Nex Benedict identified within the two-spirit transgender and gender nonconforming umbrella.
Come on, Amy. Come on.
Two spirits, man. We got a two spirit. Yeah, that's why they were obsessed with it, dude. We finally have our own hate crime against the two spirits here.
It's a two spirit non-binary. What else did she say? I didn't even like. I don't know.
This they identify within the two spirit. I can't remember. Do you want me to go
back? Non-binary.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it again.
Spirit, transgender, and gender non-conforming umbrella.
Oh my God, that's so much. Here, we'll do it one more time.
Nex Benedict identified within the two spirit, transgender, and gender non-conforming umbrella.
Oh my God, man.
Excuse me?
Come on, dude. All that to describe who you fuck? Like, what is going on? Do you fuck guys or girls?
It doesn't matter. Nobody should care about what you do privately. We used to not worry about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Used to be called your own business.
Yeah, dude, that's so terrible.
And we used to say to each other...
go ahead.
We used to say, mind your own business. That's what he used to say. Mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah, but they needed this one bad. They really thought they had one.
Oh, man.
It's terrible. This poor girl was just confused. If you identify as any of those, you're just confused.
If it's half a paragraph to explain your identity, you need some help.
That's true.
Right? There's no way you should have to speak that many words to describe yourself.
Yeah, that's a good call.
So, I don't know. It's unfortunate, but I just really loved the word salad there at the end. And throughout that little kind of news item, she uses the their and they pronouns, which when you're reading it, makes it confusing.
Oh, it's impossible to understand these people. I do love, right. I forgot which one of these like newspapers, the headline was, non-binary teen died hours after beating in bathroom.
Yes.
And it was like, no retraction, no anything. They just justified it as, well, she did die, and it was, you know, 24 hours after she was beaten up in a bathroom. But no, it turns out she started the fight in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's what the recordings indicate. She kind of provoked the situation.
And she admitted she was the one that started the fight and then got beat up. And then the next day, whatever. She, like, dude, it's fucking terrible. I don't know.
It's who are you, you know,
Amy Goodman with that word salad? Who are you helping?
You know, this is just kids being kids. You know, they get into fights. It's normal. And what's not normal, or what didn't used to be so commonplace, especially when we were young fellas, which is this rise in the suicide rates. Well, it's interesting that we have a rapid rise in this gender spectrum identification situation, and also the rise in suicides. Maybe there's some sort of relationship here.
Yeah, that and the social media and just the over-sexualization of kids, even the straight ones. You know what I mean?
Right. There's that interview out there with the whistleblower or fellow who formerly worked for the umbrella company that controlled Pornhub and several other pornographic websites, where their algorithms, he admitted, were designed to direct anyone viewing heterosexual male pornography to immediately be suggested to porn featuring transgendered men or hermaphrodites and all sorts of other various kind of fringe pornographic materials. And so, you know, the algorithms in some weird demonic way are designed to make you even start looking at porn that you normally wouldn't be into.
Did you see Bill Maher?
I did watch Bill Maher. Yeah, it was a fascinating episode, actually. I have a clip where they talked about the TikTok situation.
Oh, dude, no, not even that. The best, I don't know if this is in it, but the best was when he goes, he's talking about how they banned Pornhub in Texas.
Yes, I almost clipped that part, and he made fun of all the people who jettisoned from California to go to Texas and kind of made a jab at them not being able to maybe smoke pot and watch porn.
But he literally said Texas. He said now in red states you can't look at porn, smoke weed, or get an abortion. How's California looking now? Still like hell.
Yes.
Because you're killing babies and everybody's getting high and jerking off alone in their apartment.
No.
I don't know. That's what you're bragging about?
Yes, man. Oh, right on the money. You are psycho, bro. You literally took the thoughts out of
me. Okay, listen. Let's say, you know, you meet somebody, you just get her pregnant, you just had a little baby. Where do you want this kid to grow up? In the state where he could smoke weed, get abortions, and watch porn all day? You know what I mean?
Oh, man. I really, honestly, immediately thought that when he made that comment. I think it was maybe just his opening segment monologue where he was dropping some quick jokes, and it's funny.
It's literally Sodom and Gomorrah, dude. You literally just put up a sign in front of Sodom, like, you know, ha, 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 you can't do it there, but you can come do it here.
I know, man. It's so insane. When I had to rewind it and replay it for myself because I couldn't believe what he was actually suggesting. Like, you know, take, haha, here's California, look what we could do here, how's it feel, Texas? And the people in Texas probably feel very good about themselves. They're living on a far higher moral ground, man.
Actually, Bill, I know you're the party of science, but let me explain something to you here. With all your policies, you're going to have a hard time repopulating that state. You know what I mean? Pretty soon, we're just going to have nothing but Texans. You know what I'm saying? It was like, dude, literally, if you look at the policy, okay, so you're telling me over in Texas, like, nobody can trans my kid without me knowing? You know what I mean? He can't, you know, who really looks at that and like, yeah, no, California, that's where I need to go raise a family.
California's a rough scene, too, man. I really feel as if it's way too expensive for anyone to live or own a business or do anything. Like, even for us, you know, kind of looking across the calendar here, thinking about places to travel, we're probably just going to go to Chicago and Baltimore and visit the families over the weekend. We really can't afford to go to California and end up paying double what everything costs here. You know, like, it's not even worth it to go anymore.
No, and what are you going to see?
Yeah, you're better
stepping in homeless shit in Chicago.
I know, you're better off going to Florida. And it's crazy, too. Yeah. Last time we were in Baltimore, we were shocked at how cheap everything was there compared to here in Denver. I mean, Denver, in general, I think is one of the top five most inflated places in North America. It's probably up there with, you know, New York and Chicago and L.A. and all these major urban areas that decided to raise their minimum wage to $18 an hour. But Baltimore, very different. When we were there, man, we were shocked at how, you could still get like a burger and a beer for under $10.
Did they have a convenience fee? Dude, I forgot to tell you. We went downtown yesterday for the parade.
Yes, I wanted to actually hear about it. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all the drinking folk out there and our Irish brethren. So, how was the dying of the river and the good times had by all?
It's just like everything else. It's just not worth it. You know what I mean? It's just not fun. I don't know.
You weren't drunk enough, man. That's the problem.
Even if you are, it's just not, I don't know. It was fun. It was good. I ended up not walking in it. Shoulder was fucking killing me. And then I took these muscle relaxers that are just knocking me out. But,
all right. Nice. Feeling a little woozy.
Anyways, yeah. No, Danielle met me down there. We walked, we were walking back to the car, which, cause I took the bus there from it was like 2 miles. So we stopped halfway at this Irish bar, you know, couple drinks, couple sandwiches. It was like $80. And they put a fucking 3% convenience fee.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is a convenience fee? And that's because of the raised wages.
Yes, because they're afraid to apply it to the actual price, because that will deter you from stepping in, because you could pay less somewhere else, right? So it'll get you to come in thinking, oh, all right, $12 for the burger, I guess. It's not bad compared to everywhere else. And then they slap you with that extra fee because they got to pay the living wage, they're calling it.
Yeah, so it's just don't go anywhere with a server because you're paying out the ass. And they still want that tip. And the suggestions are 22, 25, and 27%.
Yeah.
What happened to 10%?
Oh, you can't even get 15, my man. They start above 20 now. Oh, I see it everywhere. It's mind-blowing to me. That's why I'm big still on carrying the cash. And I've kind of slipped into a, I'm going to determine whether you get the $10, the $15, or the $20. And I cap it at $20.
Dude, I used to know a guy who every time we would sit down, first thing he would do is put a stack of, he would put money on the table.
No way, dude. Get out of here.
No, and then every time, like, anytime anything happened that would piss him off, he would just take it off without anybody really knowing what he was doing. You know, like, he wouldn't say anything, but he had his little pile of money. He would put his, like, wallet on top of, you know, he'd always, like, empty his pockets, and it would be, like, this cash that he had on there, and then his, like, his wallet and stuff. And, like, if the waiter didn't fill up his water, he'd take $1.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And he used to always, like, if there was a kid that was crying, he'd take $1.
Wow. He'd even base it on the ambiance. Okay, man. Oh, yeah.
Everything. Because he would always say, like, it's not my problem. I'm having a bad time. I'm not tipping, you know?
He sits down and he goes, shakes his head. No mint in the bathroom. Takes another $1 out.
Another $1. But man, I'm at the point where I'm probably going to start doing the same thing. You know what I mean? You forgot. I ordered 2 shots. She totally forgot about it. So, okay, that's a percent. You're down a percent.
They're doing this thing, though, that I've been catching on, which is they've got the handheld device. And it's the card reader, and it's got a screen on it, and they stand there either holding it or they hand it to you and hover over you. They lord over you, observing your every button push, knowing damn well whether or not you're about to give them the percentage that they demand.
That's why I like the cash. I'm going to start bringing the cash, man.
Oh, I'm all in on cash, baby. If I can, I try to pay in cash. But these days, and the way Emma and I like to guzzle our tequila, I mean, nothing's below $100 for the bills. Oh, so.
Pretty soon you have to walk in with a wheelbarrow of bills. Yeah, Venezuela.
We are
here.
Basically there. Well, if Joe Biden wins in November, I guarantee we're there by next summer.
How much is that beer? $1 million.
That's right. Oh my God, that's a bloodbath, man. Unbelievable. Yeah, the tip culture, totally outrageous. I don't see how any of us can continue affording it. And it's going to get worse. That's what people don't realize. When and how do you foresee food or labor getting cheaper?
They don't.
No.
But dude, come on. Now it's like you go to Jimmy John's, the sandwich is $18, the kid's getting $20 an hour, and they're like, do you tip? No!
So
no!
I was thinking about this, though. I saw something on our local news. They were jumping on the bandwagon of how outrageous the price is at Five Guys. I know this is trending in the TikTok world and all over the interwebs, but... you know, I was kind of admiring how the Bidenomics and Bidenflation that it has taken control of our wages and cost of food has kind of exposed now the better lifestyle choice of just buying your own groceries and making your own food. And I think maybe if a Big Mac and fries and a Coke starts costing over $20 for people, they're going to say, you know what? I'm just going to stay at home and cook for myself. We may just spawn, by accident, a health food revolution.
No, dude. The only reason they could justify those prices, have you been to the grocery store lately? Everything there is so much money.
Right, but if you kind of stock up... I do like a one... We go like twice a week, and... It probably rolls in the $150 range, but we do the stock up, and we got the meats, and we freeze the meats, and we get the veggies that we need for various days, and it's a lot of home cooking. Whereas, it's like $150 to $200 for 4 days and nights worth of food is a lot better than $125 each time you go out plus the tip.
Yeah, that's if you go out, but I mean, get McDonald's for $10, you know?
Well, $15. But not anymore. It's starting to look like people are paying like $40, $50 for a couple Big Macs. So maybe people are going to be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to make a salad at home. Lose a little pound.
That's people with a family. And people with a family, they're not shopping like you and Emma. They're fucking... Dude, I'm talking about... People are talking $400 a week. This one guy, he's got two kids. He's paying $400 a week on food.
Yeah, I mean, with the kids, they've purposely made it impossible for people to be, middle class and have children. That's definitely a reality, and we actually were talking about it yesterday, how the kid factor would be almost a complete life destroyer at this point for anybody.
Yeah. Really sad, because everything, you know, that's all they talk about is the kids, you know, but you don't care about the food, huh?
Well, and you know what? Biden and Democrats, they're struggling at the polls, man, and they're losing key demographics from the past.
Yeah, that's because they're stupid, Frank. Haven't you seen Bill Maher? Come on, you guys are just stupid. Bill Maher makes $10 million a year on his show. Just a little $10 million. What's $10 million a year? And he hasn't felt inflation at all.
I know, dude.
He's got no wife, no kids, he makes $10 million a year, and he hasn't felt the impact of this economy at all. He says he's better than ever.
I know.
You're just stupid. You're stupid, right. To realize that life is way better now than it was, you know, back when inflation wasn't bad.
There was an article that came out this morning, maybe yesterday, pretty shocking, honestly, and it's just from a comparison 2021. To 2023, because we have just concluded that fiscal part of 2023 or whatever. But Allegedly, I believe what they concluded is between those 2 years, 2021 and 2023, the cost of living rose $11,400 per month.
It can't be $11,000 a month. $1,100?
I believe the number was $11,400, and maybe it was for the year. Year over year, that could be a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would maybe be what, like somewhere around $800-$900 a month there. So that's, you know,
that's about right.
It seems about right. And yet that's where you're feeling it, right? The extra $200 a week on the groceries, right?
Yeah. I got to actually say something. So Cart Simpson here says, Mike, you need to be in the produce section and some eggs, saying that. And he said, if you buy dumb shit, that's when it costs a lot of money. Dude, the guy I know. The problem is he's got two kids and they're trying to feed these kids like organic food and shit. You know what I mean? And yeah. The way he, you know, you got to think, if you got two kids, that's four people in the house, every person in the house, you eat an apple a day, just say an apple a day, five apples a week times four is 20 apples. If apples are $6.99 a pound, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're spending $30, $40 on apples.
That's right.
That's just the apples.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like not even the dumb shit that's expensive. It is the fruit. It is the milk, the eggs. And the problem is you go into like Chicago where everything is taxed. That shit is so expensive.
And you are right. You can hit the discount button and buy all the pesticide filled normal produce. Or if you've got some kids and you're kind of a little concerned about what they're putting in their little bodies, you're like, all right, I'll fork off the dough to get the organic because I just want a few less chemicals and GMOs in my kid's bloodstream.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I was at Julie the other day. I bought a bag of goldfish. It was like $6. I'm like, holy shit.
Well, and I think that goes back to our fan here, Cart Simpson, and the... you're buying the dumb shit, my man. I mean, come on, that's the...
Oh, that was me, yeah, but I was talking about, you know. I'm a single guy who lives in his grandma's basement, making union wages, you know what I mean? I gotta afford some gold. I got goldfish money, Frank, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's called white privilege, baby. Yeah! You got goldfish money.
I got that goldfish money, you know? I work hard for it.
But this may be playing into my point here, ultimately, which is your friend here who is buying the organic produce for the kids and struggling to make ends meet, he's definitely not buying the Doritos and the goldfish, right?
He can't afford it.
He can't afford it. Ultimately, better for everyone, in my opinion.
It is, but dude, he's also, you know, he's got to buy eggs. You got to think eggs. You got to, yeah, I think, what do you say, two dozen? They go through about two dozen a week. And then he was talking about, like, you know, packs of chicken. That's one dinner for them. Plus, you got to get everything that goes with it, the potatoes, the broccoli, everything.
Yeah,
it's like
get the rice and the pasta and everything. Oh, yeah.
Even family of four, you're cooking itself. If you want yourself, you want it to be a pretty healthy meal, it's still costing you $40, $50 for that dinner, you know?
People got to get back into the coupons, man. When we were younger, you'd be, like, stuck in line behind the old lady with the... just gigantic folder of coupons that she saved up all month, busting out coupon after coupon.
Yeah, do you know why you don't have that? Is because you have two people working in the house. It used to be the stay-home mom could stay home, cut coupons, and go shopping, go to different stores, like Nona does. Nona cuts coupons, and then she'll go to Butera for the produce. You know, go here for the meat. Go here for, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But you don't have time for that if you're working a full-time job.
All right, so you're getting the McDonald's for $50.
Getting the Mickey D's, you know?
All right, man. Well, Bidenomics, tough times had by all, I guess. Is what we can
unless you're Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we're all just stupid, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why he's losing his audience. I can only imagine. But Mike, my God, man, where did the time go? It's the fastest hour in the universe. There is no doubt about it. We'll be right back.